Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, May the 6th. The grains closed sharply higher, with July corn up 8¾ cents at 469. July wheat up 26¼ cents at 648¾, and July beans up 33¾ cents at 1248¾. These were strong closes here today. July corn hasn't closed this high since mid-January. We closed over the 100-day moving average. We've got resistance now at roughly 490 on the July corn as the next real resistance. On July wheat, we took out the 200-day moving average and closed over it. That's the first time we've been able to close over it. This was the highest close of the year. We've got some more resistance at, 866, another 15, 16 cents higher. We'll see. I think we're going to try to take that out. I don't think it'll be tomorrow. I think we had enough here for today. Funds were good buyers. I think the closer we get to the report on Friday, we'll see some more buying in here. I now have the funds even in the wheat. So this is getting to be the point where we really want to take a hard look at doing some protection on these crops out here. We've had a really nice rally off the lows. We want to reward this market. So we're going to look at doing some things tomorrow if we get the opportunity. I still have the funds long 180 corn. They're still long 70,000 beans. They're now long 85,000 meal, but short 52 oil. So corn, beans, and oil still have some room to move higher out here for sure. The wheat higher on Central Russia and Southern Russia, hot and dry. Our crops here still dry in the Western Kansas, Oklahoma. Oklahoma looks like it got some rains, but accompanied with tornadoes here this morning. We'll see what the crop ratings say tonight. We're looking for the crop to remain steady at 49%, good to excellent. All the planting numbers look pretty strong. They're looking for beans 28% planted versus 18 last week, corn 39% planted versus 27. I don't know that they'll be that stout out here. Spring wheat 45% planted versus 34. Again, I don't know if they'll be quite that stout, but overall, these were great closes. We should move higher toward the WASDE report on Friday, and then we'll see where we go. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.